Welcome to the Goal Getter podcast. My name is Anna Wallace. I'm a registered associate nutritionist, life and success coach, and NLP practitioner. I am the founder of the Weight Loss Academy, which revolutionizes how women lose weight around the world. I run a six-figure online coaching business, and I'm obsessed with helping you improve your overall life while going after what you want. In my eyes, life is for living, and if we can get past our limitations that hold us back, we become powerful and live a life truly better than ever expected. If you're looking to massively upgrade your life, your health, physical and mental, improve your relationship with food, and lose weight without diets, this podcast is for you. My goal in this podcast is to help you see what's holding you back from becoming the greatest version of you, so that you can live this life with more purpose, fulfillment, happiness, confidence, and health. Think of this podcast as your place to come for little pieces of life advice that will help you on your path to living the life you desire. You will find tools, resources, strategies, and advice in solo episodes and interviews from experts on a range of topics. I am so excited to share this with you. So thank you for hitting play today and let's dive in. Hi everyone and welcome to episode 12 of the Goal Getter podcast. In today's episode, I am going to discuss three ways to transform your relationship around food. When I'm working with women, typically yo-yo dieters, emotional eaters, women that lose weight and gain it back, when they come to work with me, they generally don't have a great relationship with food. And I can resonate with how they feel, because that was me for many years. There's a lot of fear around food, a lot of pressure around food, thinking about food all the time, thinking about what's healthy, what's not healthy, what I should eat, what I shouldn't eat, how many calories are in that, is that going to make me gain weight, is that going to make me fat? And for me, it felt like a daily battle, something that I was always thinking about, but even though I was thinking about it all the time, I was still struggling with my weight. So I always find that quite an interesting relationship. So today I'm going to share with you three really important things, three ways to transform your relationship around food, because your relationship with food impacts your weight. And if you have a negative relationship around food, typically you will struggle with food. You'll struggle to have control around food. You will be the type of person that when they open a packet of biscuits that they eat the whole packet. So today's first tip that I want to share with you is all about labeling food. And this is about good food, bad food. You will see it everywhere. You know, if you look on social media, people are labeling foods as you know, good, bad, things that you shouldn't eat, things that you should eat. So what has happened is over the years, we have separated food into two different categories. And typically it's good or bad, right? But this has repercussions, because when you eat something that you deem as being bad, it actually impacts your food decisions later that day. So say, for example, I wake up one morning, and if you're a client of mine, you'll have heard this example about 10 times. But if I wake up in the morning and I am rushing or something like that, and I go and I don't have breakfast, and then I'm, you know, in the train station and I go into Starbucks and I grab a muffin and a frappuccino. So typically most people would label those items as bad foods. So what happens is, if I was to do that then, and I would think of those as bad foods, then I would say to myself, well, I've started my day off bad because I've ate bad foods. So what's the point? I'm just going to eat, you know, bad foods for the rest of the day. I'm just going to eat whatever I want. I'm not going to make any healthy choices because I've already ate a bad food. I've already ruined it. I've already, you know, sabotaged the day, essentially. So it really like pulls you into this mindset that is really, really, really unhelpful. So it makes an impact on your food choice, the food choices that you would make later on that day. And this is really damaging to your weight, your overall weight, to your progress. Because, for example, if you start off your day not that healthy, not making the best choice, but like that doesn't have the power to ruin all your progress because it's just a frappuccino and it's just a muffin. Like that, however many calories they equal, say it's like 600 calories. But that doesn't have enough to like completely ruin all your progress, right? It's just like it's just a certain amount of calories. It's not enough to really ruin everything that you've just achieved, okay? But what will ruin what you've already achieved is continuing to eat unhealthy foods for the rest of the day. So I always say that to my clients, like every meal is a new opportunity. And it's very, very important to get into that mindset because it's not the one unhealthy meal that makes you not see progress or makes you gain weight. It's the one unhealthy meal that then turns into a whole day of unhealthy eating, or a whole week of unhealthy eating, or 14 days of unhealthy eating, or a month of unhealthy eating. That's the problem, right? And we allow these one meals to sabotage and instigate, so many unhealthy choices after it, right? So just because we've labeled those foods as being bad, then it is impacting what we decide to do after. Okay. And then also sometimes people will overexercise. If they eat a bad food, they'll overexercise. It's like a form of punishment. And that's a really unhealthy way to look at food, like punishing yourself by because you ate something that maybe wasn't as nutritious, right? The same thing goes for good. You know, when you eat something good, then you're proud of yourself. Okay. So it also works both ways. But the good can also be dangerous if it's taken to the extreme. But typically, most people that I work with, and that would be going towards like orthorexia and stuff like that, like people that are clean eating and they clean eat all the time and they're afraid to have any kind of flexibility. But that's another topic for another day. But bad food is common, is what I see most often and with my clients and in the work that I do as something that's really, really harmful. So what we have to do is remember that food is a neutral thing. It's not good or bad. We've labeled it ourselves. But food is a neutral thing. It's just our energy source. It's what we put into our body to fuel ourselves, right? For example, as I said, when you label food as bad, then it has repercussions, right? So you're going to feel guilty. You know that like terrible guilt feeling that you have after you eat something that you deem is bad, and then the guilt makes you overeat and eat more, and then you feel rubbish and you feel like a failure, and then you eat more the next day, and then you feel bloated. You feel like you've ruined all your progress, and you continue to eat more. It's such a slippery path. I've been on that path so many times and it is so slippery and it just goes on and on and on. It's like one thing just triggers so many unhealthy decisions after it. And that is also what is causing, lack of results. Okay. So we have to remember that, of course, some food is more nourishing than others. Some food is more healthier than others, right? But we need to use empowering language around food. Eating too much of anything isn't a great idea for our health, right? But and of course we want to ensure that most of our diet is, nourishing, healthy foods, whole foods, fruits and vegetables, oily fish, lean meats, that kind of stuff. But there's also a place in our diet for unhealthy foods too, right? Because nothing should be perfect, everything in moderation. And we have to have that balance with food too for everything to be sustainable. So each type of food has its place in the diet, okay? And food shouldn't be categorized into two different categories, right? And I always use this example. Again, if you're a client, you're going to laugh because you'll have heard this example many, many a times. But I always use it because I feel like it's the easiest one to explain that food is not actually good or bad. It's just an energy source. It's just a neutral thing, right? We put these labels onto it and it doesn't actually help us. So if we look at food as like a tennis ball, we can use a tennis ball in different ways, right? So we can use a tennis ball to play tennis, or we can use a tennis ball to throw through somebody's window and smash it, right? The tennis ball itself, we don't ever label, depending on how we use the tennis ball, we don't actually label it as good or bad at any moment, right? And the same, we can use the same metaphor for food. It's how we use it is what's actually more important, right? And the labels don't actually do us any favors. So if whether you use a tennis ball to play tennis or to smash someone's window, it doesn't stop the tennis ball from just being a tennis ball. We don't go, if you use it to throw through somebody's window, we don't say, oh, that's a bad tennis ball. It's the action that maybe isn't the best thing, right? And we look at the action. So we want to just more look at, well, how are we using food, or how are we abusing food, for example? Okay, and then that means that food also just becomes food. It's a neutral source. We stop labeling it. Food becomes, we take it off the pedestal, you know, because also you have to remember when foods are bad, you also are more likely to restrict them, right? Because you think they're bad and you shouldn't have them in your diet. And then what happens when we restrict ourselves from certain foods? When we restrict ourselves from food, what happens is we want that food more. And then that actually increases the chances of us binging and emotionally eating, right? Because when we say that we're not allowed certain foods, then we want to eat them, right? We want to eat them more. That's just naturally what happens, okay? So taking these labels away, what it does is food becomes less tempting. We get more control around food. And also it stops this whole trigger around that when you eat something bad, that, you know, you need to punish yourself, whether that is continuing to eat unhealthy food or like over-exercising, negative self-talk, the guilt, all those type of things that follow. Like, life is too short to be feeling guilty for eating a piece of cake. And you know what? Some days you are going to get up and you're going to be in a rush and you're going to grab something from Starbucks. And yeah, it may not be the healthiest option, but like, is it really the end of the world? No. Like, if you just try to make healthy choices most of the time, you know, you also have to realize that you're not going to be able to do it all the time. And that's also okay. We shouldn't strive for perfection. So that was tip number one. It's all around the language around food, right? It's a neutral thing. It's not good or bad. It's just food. We've put those labels on it, right? And of course, we want to eat healthy foods as much as possible, but there's also room for unhealthy food in our diet as well. And tip number two is all about black and white thinking around food. And this also really helps you to get control around food again, because black and white thinking is really, I guess you'll resonate with this if you're the type of person that's all or nothing, right? If you're the type of person that, and this definitely relates to the tip I just mentioned as well, the food labels. But if you're like the kind of all or nothing approach, you know, once you eat one biscuit, you eat the whole packet, once your day starts off bad, or, you know, once your day starts off not on the right foot, not making the best choices, then the whole day kind of goes a bit skee-whiff, for example. If you're that type of person, you have to realize that that mindset is extremely damaging for weight loss. So as I touched on a little bit there on the first point, you have to realize that if you go off, and when I say off track, I actually hate saying that, because realistically, there is no track to be on when it comes to eating. It's just, you're just eating, right? But if you veer off, or if you lose focus and you start eating some unhealthy foods, you have to realize that that doesn't have the power to undo all your progress, okay? Especially if it's like a meal, right? Or a couple of biscuits, or some sort of snacks or something like that. What you really need to do is in that moment, you need to acknowledge that, okay, you've made an unhealthy choice. But sometimes, eating unhealthy food has its place. But the black and white thinking, the going into the all or nothing approach, that is really what actually will make the biggest difference to your progress, right? Because as I said before, if you have one unhealthy meal, which is very normal in a healthy balanced diet to have some unhealthy food, but that one meal doesn't have the power to ruin all your progress. What will ruin all your progress is going into the all or nothing approach. So allowing yourself to make unhealthy choices for the rest of the day, and then waking up the next day and thinking, well, it's Wednesday. I ruined Tuesday, so I might as well just eat unhealthy for the rest of the week, and then I'll start next Monday. So then you have a whole week of eating unhealthy food. Yeah. That means that you're gonna probably gain weight. That means you're not gonna see results. And then Monday comes and you're like, okay, here I go. I'm gonna start my diet again. I'm ready for it. You're eating healthy food, you're restricting yourself, no chocolate, no this, no that. And then again, Wednesday comes and you end up eating, I don't know, a Mars bar. And then you feel guilty, you drop back into that black and white thinking, which is the all or nothing approach. You've ruined your progress. And then again, you sabotage yourself. And for the rest of Wednesday, you are order takeaway, you eat two bags of crisp, you wake up the next day and you're eating unhealthy again. And then you say, well, you know what, stuff it, I'm not going to do this anymore. And then you're just eating unhealthy maybe for a few weeks. And then at one point, you muster up the energy again to try another diet because, something comes along that looks like the magic pill, the magic potion, right? I know this because I used to do it and it was a really destructive, vicious cycle. Okay, so this all or nothing approach to food, it's like it is the most damaging mindset, and it definitely it keeps you overweight. Like thinking this way actually keeps you overweight. Think about that. That actually thinking in a certain way is actually what is preventing you from seeing the results that you want. So what you really need to do is, and we talk about this a lot in the academy, every meal is a new opportunity, right? We're not like, okay, today is went to shit, so I'm just going to eat unhealthy food for the rest of the day and I'll start again on Monday and da da da. No, we don't do that. Every meal is a new opportunity. So we allow for flexibility. So say, for example, if I have an unhealthy meal, then my next meal can be a healthy one. Like I'm flexible. I can deal with that. My body can deal with it. My weight can deal with it. I know that one unhealthy meal doesn't make me gain 5 stone, or okay, that's very overdramatic. But it's that's what it also is. It's dramatic thinking that one meal has the power to ruin everything, because let's be honest, it's only one meal, right? So I want this to be your new mantra moving forward. Every meal is a new opportunity. It doesn't matter how your day starts. It doesn't matter if at 3 o'clock you end up eating a Mars bar. Your dinner can still be healthy. It doesn't matter if Friday you end up having a takeaway pizza that night. Saturday morning, get the healthy breakfast, sorted. It doesn't matter if you have a couple of glasses of wine on a Saturday night. Get up the next day, healthy breakfast. Also, if you want to lose weight and sustain it, how are you ever going to sustain it if you don't like follow these kind of principles ongoing, right? So very, very important moving forward. Every meal is a new opportunity, and that in itself is going to make a huge impact on your overall weight loss results and your relationship with food, right? Because food doesn't become that big thing that you're thinking about all the time, and you're not like jumping from being super healthy all the time to being unhealthy, and it's like going in all in or doing nothing, right? That like it's like extreme, it's like the opposite ends of things. So really it's about learning that middle ground, which is hard. It's hard with food, but it's the only way, right? It really is the only way. And the last step that I want to share with you is to help you change how you your relationship around food is changing how you actually look at healthy food. So I feel like in this kind of industry, what's happened is like fruits and vegetables have been labeled as, a weight loss tool. Healthy food is a weight loss tool. And we're going towards like processed foods and on all that, and like again, everything has its place. But we actually need to remember that healthy food is what we should be nourishing our bodies with. Like that's how we thrive. Like that's where like our bodies need nutrients to fight infection, to fight disease, So I believe that when you're looking at healthy food and you're looking at it from the wrong perspective in terms of like, oh, I'm just eating healthy food to lose weight, you're also missing the point because you're missing the point because first of all, we should be aiming to eat nourishing foods anyway, because that's what our body deserves and that's how our body thrives. But also then what happens is you start to just see healthy food as a weight loss tool and something that you don't want to commit to for the long term. And then you sort of see processed foods, sugary foods as what a diet should be, but that's not what a diet should be. Yeah, of course, like if you go into a supermarket, you see tons of unhealthy food everywhere. But like we're missing the point here that like we should be nourishing our bodies because that's actually how we thrive. That's how we fight off diseases, infection. That's how we have energy. And that's how we have a healthy weight. So let's stop looking at healthy food as a weight loss tool. It's a necessity, right? You want to live longer, you want to show a good example to your children. You should be prioritizing your nutrition. I think one of the biggest problems, though, is that there are so many diets out there that are miserable. So, for example, like eating plain chicken and rice. And then the problem is that people associate these bland types of food as being healthy, and they think that that's what they need to eat to lose weight. And like in the academy, I'm a huge foodie, by the way, like in terms of I love food. That was probably why I had a struggle with it. But I love cheese. I love flavor. I love pasta. I love carbs. I love, everything, mayo, tuna, oh my gosh, everything, right? So that's why in the academy, it was like what we do is like teaching women how to lose weight eating food that they actually like. So, like, we're not eating sad salads all the time, or we're not eating the plain chicken and rice. So, I also think that people don't really know how to make healthy food interesting. And people think that if they're trying to lose weight, that they can't eat things like cheese. It's like when people come into the academy and they're like, oh, we can actually eat cheese or we can eat mayo. Yeah, of course. Like also one food doesn't have the power to impact your progress. It's all about portion sizes, folks. It's all about combinations. It's all about structures, the structure of your meals. And I think that there's a huge lack of education around that. And the dieting industry definitely doesn't do this any favors because there's so much fear around sugar and fruit, or I don't know, like too many calories in mayo and avocado, all that crap that you see everywhere. And it's like this is just the wrong information, right? People are not educated. So we need to look at healthy food as something that we do regularly in order to maintain a healthy body, right? And it's not just to lose weight. Okay. So choosing to nourish ourselves because that's what our body actually thrives on. And it doesn't have to be perfect, right? But, there should be healthy ingredients in there. Okay. And if you want to sustain your weight loss, you have to commit to healthy eating for the long term anyway, right? So there's no end date to this. It's like an ongoing process. And that's the difference with what we teach in the academy because most diets you do, they have an end date. It's like, I'm going to eat this certain way to get to said goal. And then, I'll go back to unhealthy eating. Or sometimes people think, oh, I can eat like this for the rest of my life. But then they do it for 2 months and they're like, this is completely restricted because I can't eat carbs, or I can't have a glass of wine on a Saturday, or I can't go out for dinner with someone on a weekend because I'm not allowed to eat any of those foods. And then at one point they give up, right? It's the dieting cycle. So change the way you look at healthy food, and also start, like, we've got a really amazing free guide on our website. If you're a little bit stuck about how to make healthy meals interesting, family friendly, and also fat loss friendly. So go over to our website, theweightlossacademy.com. There's a little dash between weight loss and academy, but I'll put everything in the show notes as well. So you can download our free fat loss guide, and that will show you that you can get results, you know, without having to eat the miserable, boring rice and chicken and all those uninteresting types of food. So folks, today, that's what I wanted to share with you. Three ways to transform your relationship with food. I hope you find the information in today's episode useful. Please put it into practice. Do yourself a favor and put it into practice, because your life will be so much better. You're not supposed to go through this life worrying about food, worrying about what you're eating, worrying about your weight, worrying about, like, that's just, it's like a death sentence, right? So the sooner you improve your relationship with food, it's going to help bring your weight back to a healthier place, and it's going to be easier for you to sustain it. So of course, as always, make sure you're following me on Instagram. My handle is I am Anna Wallace, and upload into your stories three takeaways from today's episode. What do you feel like you really need to change? Which one of these do you really need to work on? Let me know, because I'm always so interested to hear which of these tips really help you on your journey. Okay, folks, I will see you in the next episode. Take care.